Morning, folks, and it's Saturday. Well, I'm obviously Lee, but it's Saturday, the 5th of. I know it said December then. Where's my mind today? January. Thank you, Churchill.
What year is it?
And it's 2013. I just wanted to do a quick audio boo about the situation at the moment with audio boo and push notifications. Normally, I'm sure you iPhone and iPod and iPad users know that when you get an audio boot, a direct message, a private message, you used to get notified in your notifications that you had one. Now, for some reason, this is not working anymore. And I know a few people have notified audio boot and they're looking into it, but it's not been fixed yet. So you will be getting direct messages and you will not know you are getting them. And the only way you'll know is to keep checking your message inbox every now and again to see if there's anything new, because you won't be notified any other way. So people could well be missing direct messages. I know, because I've sent a few direct messages which haven't been replied to various people over the last few days, and that's made me realise people are just not realising that they won't get told. So you're going to not see direct messages unless you actually go into your messaging box and look on a regular basis until they fix this push notification problem. Really irritating. I've notified them. I know Rob and you have, and probably others as well, that there is an issue. And they did get back to me and said that their technical team were looking into it, but so far, no change.
It's a bit like the Sky app, really, isn't it? Still looking into it. Yes. That was ages ago.
So just thought I'd let people know. Ah, it's our phone. I just thought I'd let people know that there's still this problem. Just put it down, babe. It's one of those stupid. If it's ever unknown, little tip for people. If you get a number unknown, it's one of these stupid foreign people trying to do one of these crank calls. Unless, of course, you know people who live abroad, because their number comes up unknown. But we don't. So, don't. If it ever comes up unknown, babe, just let the answer phone take it.
Well, I was going to, but you said take it.
No, I didn't.
No, you have to do the pasta.
Ah, don't, because very often they're shopping to see if someone exists on that number. And if an answer phone takes it, or whatever, it won't. That's the tip I was given by BT, anyway.
Just shoot them.
What you like. So anyway, as I was saying, at the moment the push notifications just isn't working. So just occasionally check your messaging inbox to see if you've got any direct messages, because you won't know otherwise. Silly, but true. It's a damn nuisance, so we should fix it. I'm hoping the update for Audio Boo will come out at some point, because they were supposed to be doing one this month. But then you think, well, I hope it's not going to change too much and not be accessible anymore. So it's mixed feelings, really. Oh, dear.
I know the Sky app at the minute isn't.
Well, it the problem with the Sky app at the moment is that the way they've done it, VoiceOver doesn't recognise the bar at the top with all the buttons on. And I'd love to use the on-demand service, but I don't know how to get to it and then get back to the planner, which is what I need to do. So,
because we broke up.
Luckily, I used the old app on my phone and we got the new app on Jess's. So if anyone has any tips on the Sky app and how to navigate between the two on the new, because I need to be able to get from the planner to the on-demand service, that would be very good. Anyway, so just wanted to let people know about the audio boot push notification problem at the moment, and sort of that you won't get told about messages. So messages theoretically could sit in your inbox for days and not get noticed. So it might be worth checking your inbox sort of twice or three times a day or whatever to make sure you haven't got any new messages. We're going shopping this morning, giving Ollie a run.
How exciting.
And then we're going to bingo this afternoon. So, because the bingo is back on today for the first time after the new year.
And we might win.
Well, we might not as well. But you never know. If you don't go, you've got to be in it to win it, as they say. You do. So, anyway, I just thought I'd do this boo to let people know, and hope you're all okay. And I hope that you've got a nice weekend planned. I'm sure there are those who are not enjoying this weekend to an extent, because they know they've got to go back to work next week, which is not nice. And there's the mass exodus back to work and back to school next week. So the roads will be bedlam on Monday, I would imagine. Hey, that was Ollie shaking in the background there. Anyway, I shall close this for now, and have a nice day, everyone, and take care, and speak again soon. Doing silly things again.
Cancel. Might be better cancel. As you're going through, as you're recording, to actually go out of it.